Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. Top local story now. A federal grand jury has indicted 19 people in connection with a multi-million dollar drug ring. Prosecutors in Orange County say the suspects used two call centers to help distribute at least $2 million worth of heroin. A 13-count federal indictment charges the defendants with narcotics and money laundering related offenses. Authorities say the suspects operated a heroin ring between March of 2017 and this April in Orange County by obtaining the drugs from suppliers in the United States as well as in Mexico. The suspects are expected to be arraigned in federal court in Santa Ana later today. Our Pete Demetrio is following developments. We'll be hearing from him a bit later. Jury selection begins this morning in the prostitution and drug deaths charged against the prominent member of the West Hollywood Democratic Party.
Had the city of West Hollywood and the police or the sheriff serve black queer people in West Hollywood, none of us would be here today.
Activists in West Hollywood have long been pushing for the prosecution of Ed Buck, formerly known for his fundraising for the Democratic Party, now a defendant in a case where two men died of drug overdoses in his West Hollywood apartment.
A lot of people gave Ed Buck the benefit of the doubt because he was a white man living in West Hollywood who gave a lot of money to people from my party.
Jasmine Canick with family members of the victims speaking outside federal courts downtown Los Angeles.
It took a third man almost dying in his apartment before people started to realize that something was wrong.
Ed Buck charged with 9 felonies connected to the case and the deaths. In downtown LA, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
California is still going to require face masks in K-12 schools this fall, although state health officials are backing off on a rule banning kids from campus if they refuse to wear face coverings. The issue is heating up just as the Delta variant is spreading.
It will now be up to the school districts to decide what to do with students who refuse to wear face masks, but face coverings are still required in schools, even though the CDC says people who are vaccinated don't need them in most situations. Dr. Amish Adalja at Johns Hopkins believes that's the way it should be.
I think it's important that the children see and their parents see the vaccine as a return to normalcy.
Jenny Hans, who's with Speak Up, a parents' advocacy group for LA schools, says she's certainly getting an earful.
You know, the people who are against masks are not only against masks for older kids. There are some parents we're hearing from who don't want their younger kids to wear masks either.
Although she points out kids under 12 aren't yet eligible for the vaccine and are not protected. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, L.A. County has reported more than 1,000 new COVID-19 cases on each of the past 4 days.
The case count for the past couple of days may end up being even higher, given that there are usually reporting delays on weekends. Meanwhile, hospitalizations are at their highest level in 2 months, and the average test positivity rate keeps going up. The highly contagious Delta variant is spreading, but demand for shots is dropping, and there are still close to 4 million county residents who are unvaccinated. Officials say access and good information from trusted sources is key to boosting vaccination rates. Supervisor Hilde Solis wants the county to try to close the vaccination gaps among Black and Latino residents by giving community health workers a way to bring shots directly to the homes of people who decide to get jabbed with a mobile vaccination unit.
Now that we see so much resistance and lack of participation on the part of key communities that are have been severely impacted by COVID. We need to go to where people work. We need to go where they recreate and where they hang out.
The proposed pilot program will be considered at today's Board of Supervisors meeting. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
California taxpayers have spent more than $12 billion fighting COVID-19. That, according to CalMatters, taxpayer money has covered everything from masks and hospital beds to student laptops for virtual learning. And that's not including a huge infusion of stimulus money from the federal government. One expert says the cost of the pandemic in the United States could be more than $6 trillion. New figures compiled by USC show anti-Jewish hate crimes are soaring in the city of Los Angeles. Researchers reviewed official police stats, found a spike of nearly 60% in anti-Semitic attacks in the first half of the year. Brian Levin of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at Cal State San Bernardino tells KNX the violence is having a profound impact.
These hate crimes create a climate of fear, and we know from social surveys that Jews and Asians feel that they're under attack. And that's why there were various measures that we're looking at in the legislature. In fact, the most important one I think we have going in there is the State of Hate Commission.
Now, the proposal would allow the state to respond to spikes in hate crimes during the year instead of waiting for data at year's end. The USC researchers also found that the LAPD recorded 62 hate crimes in the month of April alone. That's the highest monthly total in the last 10 years.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!